Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
They spoke nationally for Family Life's Weekend to Remember Getaway for 20 years. Cindy's been a Pause for Prayer contributor since 1998. And now with their My Marriage Matters conversation we have on a regular basis, here's Joe and Cindy Farini. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. I love the title for our conversation today. You're not who I married.
Who are you?
Isn't that the truth?
Well, and you know, Lauren just kind of experienced this with a friend of hers, right? What happened to you?
Okay. My friend sent me a picture from college. I was probably like 21, 22 maybe. And she was like, why do you look so great in that picture? And I was like, I don't know who that woman is. That is not me. That woman does not exist anymore. And so I was showing my husband that picture and he was like, well, yeah, because you're not that woman anymore. You're a different woman. You're somebody else now.
A better like, woman oh. is what he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, he should have said better. Joe, he missed it.
I was waiting for this cue there.
Well, you know, that's actually what it should be, is we should be getting better, you know. And I think we're going to be changing a lot physically. We're certainly testaments to that. I mean, we've been married 44 years, and you look back at pictures, and, you know, sometimes you look back at a wedding picture, and you think, oh, my goodness, like, not only do we not know who that is, but anybody else looking at that picture can't really see who we are, you know? So I get that. I think that's true. But I think as we get older and we mature, and some of the things we're going to share today, hopefully we do change mm-hmm. in ways that when we look at each other, that we can say in a very good way, you're not who I married.
And yet, you know, I mean, physical changes are a reality. I mean, I was just chatting with Lauren about how even, you know, you don't anticipate that pregnancy will even change the texture mm-hmm. of your hair. Or for guys, Joe, I mean, you won't anticipate hair. That it's going to go, all of it, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So what do you make of that?
Exactly. Well, I think first of all, so when you first get married, you know, you don't have any kids, most likely, unless you're, you know, marrying, maybe blending a family. But when you marry for the first time, you don't have children, you know, you're kind of in shape and you're young and you have goals and you have dreams. And, you know, now I roll over and I go, oh my goodness, like, who is that bald gray haired man next to me? You know, and he does the same thing. You know, he puts his arm around me and it's a little thicker than it was. And I'm sure he's thinking, oh my goodness, you know, that's different. You know, so there are physical things, but, and it goes fast. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The time goes so fast, but, you know, we go through these things as a team and we're really bound to change. But my goal and our goal has been, you know, that we're going to walk hand in hand together as a team and we're going to get through these ups and downs in life, which we'll talk about in a minute. But we have to realize that life ebbs and flows. And sometimes so do our dreams and our goals. You know, you have like, for instance, I remember this, and I've shared this before on My Marriage Matters. I know I stood sharing our vows thinking, oh my gosh, it's never going to be for the worse.
Right.
You know, it's always going to be for the better. It's never going to be that we struggle with money. We're always going to have that, you know, for better or worse, we're always going to have enough money. So many things I remember, Stan, I remember it specifically thinking, oh, not us, you know, like
yep,
our
me
life
too.
Is going to be perfect because we know Jesus and we love each other. And yeah, so you go through those things and you realize, you know, that's just not reality.
Yeah. Joe and Cindy keeps looking better, I'd imagine you'd say. Like, I'd say fine wine, but, you know, we'll offend somebody. So old cheese or something, right? She gets better.
Yeah, Cindy, what'd you think about that?
That was really good, Brian. Okay. I love being thought about as cheese.
I can tell you, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, Cindy is, in my opinion, the same sweet, precious woman I married. And I mean, someone once said, is there anything more precious than young love? And I can confidently say, yes, it's old love.
Wow.
Because it's love that has proven the test of time. And so even though, yeah, there are some physical changes going on there, the reality is that she's still the sweet person I married. And so for that, I'm grateful. But the reality is, I mean, there has been some obvious changes. That just goes with time. But the one thing that has been really, I think, the cornerstone of our marriage has just been our desire to just continue to grow in the Lord and to mature in our faith. And we do that in the same, at the same, you know, we're doing that same time. And it's not like one is said, well, I'm done growing in my faith and I'm on, you know, basically I'm done. And the other one just keeps on growing. That would be the most difficult thing to do, I think, in marriage, is if you don't, you're not on the same page when it comes to the Lord.
Yeah.
And gratefully and thankfully, you know, we have been able to keep that pace alive. But the physical changes, yeah, that's going to come with time. And Lord knows that we've had some challenges in the last couple of years with our health and all that. And but, you know, when I wake up in the recovery room, I'm the only person I want to see is Cindy's face.
Wow, so many brownie points in the last, like, 2 minutes for Joe Farini. Cindy, wow. Write that down. So we talked about the physical changes, how no matter who you are, your wife just gets better with time. And spiritual growth, though, Joe, is a thing that hopefully happens, but not always how we want it to, maybe?
Well, that's well said, Brian. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, speaking from our vantage point of 44 years of marriage, I mean, it's our position that spiritual maturity, spiritual growth is absolutely critical to success in marriage. In fact, it's one of our conclusions that we've made by working with married couples now for over 40 years is that most marriage problems are not really marriage problems. They are really God problems. And they can often be traced back to one or both people having a poor relationship with God, or at least a faulty understanding of who God is. And so for us, you know, it's our position that an accurate picture, an accurate understanding of who God is vital to a healthy marriage. And so actually, a right relationship and understanding of God is vital to everything, of course. But when it comes to marriage, it is absolutely critical because there will be physical changes. But there can be this consistency and constancy of the need to grow in our faith. And again, just speaking from the heart, when things are right with God, your marriage can actually become what it was designed to be. And I'm a big fan of Francis Chan, and he once said that, you know, draw close to God and let your marriage be the overflow of that relationship.
Oh, that's good.
And I mean, in other words, what he's saying is that when you can do that, keeping the marriage vows alive, keeping it well and healthy, that'll be a lot easier to do at that point. And it doesn't, those physical changes, they're going to come. There's no escaping those things. But, you know, the Lord is not going to change. And if that remains the most precious, most important thing in your relationship, you know, that's going to keep you alive and well. And so when there's a hunger, I guess what I'm trying to say is when there's a hunger deep in our souls for this, an intimate relationship with God, and it's ongoing, that reality will overflow into our marriages as well. So I think that's absolutely critical to have, to keep the marriage alive and keep it vital, is to pursue intimacy with God. And, you know, you do that with each other, of course, but it needs really to be an overflow of your love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and you know, I like the word pursue that you used, because you can't just sit around and assume that time will bring about deeper faith. No, it must be pursued.
No, it's very active. Yeah, there's nothing passive about this at all. I mean, if you're staying passive, you're going backwards. And so, you know, being active in your faith, being active in your marriage, and keeping it alive, doing those things you know you need to do, is just absolutely critical to doing that. And I can't emphasize enough, again, speaking from our vantage point of the need to grow in your faith with God, is so absolutely critical to pursuing a right relationship with your spouse as well.
And let me just say, too, you know, in any relationship and just in life in general, you know, things tend to start off good and then decline. And so if you're really aware of that, then I think you have, as Joe's saying, vantage point. Then you have a vantage point to recognize when things aren't going the way that you had hoped, or when you're not growing together in the Lord, or growing together, you know, in other aspects just of life. then you're not growing together to become one. I always like to say, you know, who you are becoming, you are becoming like right this minute. Right. So if it's going downhill and you know it's going downhill, then you have to stop and go, wait a minute. Even the same thing with physically. I mean, we can't change that we're aging, but certainly we can change that we take care of ourselves, that we don't have to get, you know, way overweight or, you know, not take care of ourselves to where our health is poor because we don't manage our health. So, you know, there are things that you can recognize. And when you recognize them, the key is then to act upon it and make a change.
Right.
You know, I would say for Sarah and me over the last 20 years, yes, we've had plenty of physical changes. Lord willing, we've grown spiritually. But I'd have to tell you that life's challenges and crises and tragedies has changed us more than anything else. Is that normal, do you think?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Actually, I have a few things here in my notes about that. Yes. You know what? You know, we're talking about physical. We just kind of finished up a little bit here on spiritual. But I would say that emotionally and, you know, like mentally in life's challenges, the ups and downs and those challenges, those are the things that I think if we don't have that spiritual base really firm and in place, those emotional and mental and life challenges are going to kill us. Right. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, if we can weather something early in our marriage that is indeed one of those really tough challenges, and we weather it together, and we get a picture of what that's going to look like. And for us, I would say it was having our son Joey, who was diagnosed pretty young with his special needs. And I would guess the listeners pretty much know, but he just turned 42, actually. Mm. He's 42. He has cerebral palsy, epilepsy. He's, you know, certainly developmentally delayed. He doesn't talk very much, and he has a lot of challenges. Now, he's a really sweet guy.
Yeah, he is.
And he's able to be with us, you know, a lot, and we're thankful for that he can sit with us at a meeting or he can sit with us at dinner. We're thankful for that, but I'm not going to lie. It is not easy.
Yeah.
We don't sleep. We still sleep like we have a toddler or a newborn in our house. And so my point is, I don't want to make it all about like, you know, here's our challenge, but everybody has a challenge is my point. You know, we had that challenge early in our marriage. And so we knew, hey, we're going to get through this. This is not impossible. It seems impossible at times, but it's not impossible. And I think that's when we get back to our vows and we say, like, we're not going to quit, you know. And when that happens early, and I do know people in my life who the challenges of life haven't hit until now, and now they're caring for parents, and that's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough. But they didn't build the muscle. Like, I feel like we have had that opportunity to build the muscle. And, you know, so people, if you're in a discouraging or a disappointing or even a devastating time and it's early in your marriage, take hold of each other's hand, grab the hand of the Lord and jump in and say, hey, we're in this together. And you're like a team, like we always say, together each accomplishes more. Team, do it together, because doing it alone is not easy. And, you know, so those challenges, yes, those challenges are very, very difficult. And if you don't have them now, you will have them.
That's right.
Stick to them. Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah, I think one of the things I would want to wrap up and say, Brian, is that you know, we realize that the segment that we do is called My Marriage Matters. But the reality is that if your marriage matters to you, your relationship with God is even more significant. And we can never afford to be complacent about our relationship with God, because that's the glue that has kept us together to kind of face these challenges that we have personally, but everybody has challenges, and there's no getting away from that. But there needs to be an anchor on which you can confidently build your marriage, and that foundation needs to be upon the Lord. And we're thankful for that we have that together.
And you know, you all have advocated for this as well. But I mean, I don't think folks can presume that when challenges arise or when tragedies come, that they can just, you know, like grit their teeth and do it alone. Like, those are the times when, if you really want to turn towards each other, as Dr. John Gottman says, you need a mentorship of another Christian couple. You need counseling. You need something, because you can't do it alone, I don't think.
Well, and you know, some people probably wouldn't want to go to counseling. And I know some people who are in counseling have said, you know, I wouldn't have ever seen myself going through counseling, but what a value it is. But, you know, also even having trusted friends who will call you on something and say, hey, wait a minute, what I'm seeing here is not good. Or, Cindy, what you just said, that is not healthy. And we have had those friends in our life for which we're very grateful. And you know what's interesting, too? As you raise your children in the Lord, and when they get older, they hold you accountable, too. And so there's a beauty in that. There really is a beauty in that. But don't hesitate if you need mentorship or counseling. Don't delay it, because just delaying it just puts the difficulty that much more difficult.
Yeah, I say, and one litmus test, Brian, and I'm glad you brought up the counseling issue there, that ultimately good Christian marriage counseling, good marriage conferences, good marriage retreats, if they are good, they will reinforce the need to have a closer personal relationship with God. Or maybe to say it another way, good counseling will help us to have and develop a deeper level of intimacy with God. And so that is one of the things I would encourage folks to be looking for in their counseling that they're receiving. And the fact is that if every married couple would focus on God and do that regularly, many marriage problems would disappear.
Yeah,
because I think many marriage problems are not really marriage problems. They're heart problems and they're God problems. And so a healthy fear of God, I think, is going to protect you, your marriage, and provide you good vitality. And, yeah, I mean, your spouse should still be that. The hand of your spouse should still be the one you reach for whenever. It's good times or bad times.
Yeah.
And that comes with the help of the Lord.
Amen. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini have been our guests with My Marriage Matters. If folks want to connect to you two and learn more about this or dig in more to your ministry, how do they do it?
Well, we'd love to have them come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters, and they can get this audio probably later tonight or tomorrow, and they can do that at cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com. And just one reminder to people that this is a process. You know, if you're headed in one direction, you have opportunity to turn it around and head in another direction, and to realize, and it is okay when you're way down the road in marriage to look at each other and realize you aren't the same people.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Thanks, you two. We love spending time with you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Take care. Likewise. Bye.